Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Half Hour Fantasy Podcast. I'm your host, Peter, joined once again after an international break with Tom and Donnie. How are you doing, Tom?
I'm good, Peter. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you, Donnie?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, so we'll cover a couple of housekeeping first. The EPFS Royalty Rumble is ongoing. There is 2 game weeks left. Our very own Tom is currently sitting top of the table. I believe, if I check quickly, how many points are you clear, Tom? You are 10 points clear of Scott Brem Fantasy with 2 game weeks to go. So every chance you could win it, every chance you could lose it. Also, the Half Hour Fantasy Podcast Cup is open live, so if you were interested in the final cup of the season, drop me a DM or reply to the tweet. You'll see it on my tweets. We'll get 34 names. I'm going to quickly shout you all out. If you don't hear your name, you've already texted me, please text me again, because I lost some of the stuff when I was away the weekend. So it's myself, Tom, Donnie, Hugh for the Caravan, Fit the Pod John, Fit the Pod Scobie, Chris Norwood, Ash Nairn, Blades Attack, Cammy37, Josh Mack 05, Milvino, Apshank, FPL General, Scott Prem Fantasy, Andrew M. Hunters after his name, Scoosh 2605, Barracuda, Pied 92, Andy Penman, John Easton, Craig Dawn 32, URFC 83, Sutty Show, Trick Sunny, Gavin, numbers after his name again, Meadowbank, THFC, CI underscore AB3, Bill Hadaway, Theon, numbers after his name, Smith 67 Aiden, and then the Hoofball Bod lads, Ben, Hamish, and Hugh. So that's 34 names. I'm not doing that again next week. That's just a one off. So 2 weeks it'll be shutting shop after the Royalty Cup stops. So if you're interested, get me going. There's 34 names there. We'll probably try to get at 64. I'll probably stop at that so it makes it nice and easy, unless there's a mad rush at the end, and we'll take it from there. Right, over to Elite Top 3. There is one change. Our very own Donnie, you slipped into third place there now. You are up to third with 1.948 overall. E6 Hammerstall sits in second, 1.978 overall. And Melvin sits top of the league at 1.995. So we'll go to the big league now, and we'll take our score and rank for the week. And Donnie, I'll come to you first.
Okay, so my score for the week was 75. That was George and goals for 1, Strain for 3, Captain Tav 32, Vickers for 4, Tillman 6, O'Hara 9, Armstrong 2, Jota 12, Cholak 2, Miowski 1, and Vice Captain Kyogo 3. So that was a total of 75. Takes my global score to 1961, which put me up 2 places to 33rd.
Cool. Right, I was next. I took a hit this week. I had a total score of 72, so minus 4, that's 68. My rank was dropped 3 to 30th, and the scores were as follows. Clark in goal for 1, Strain 3, Captain Tav 32, Fish 3, Kingsley in kind of a weird situation where he came off the bench after the goals were scored to get a kind of clean sheet, 6, Kelly 1, Jota 12, Cantwell 8, Hatate 1, Kolak 2, Furuhashi 3, and I managed to avoid the Ewan minus 2 on the bench. So, over to you, Tom.
So, I got 79 points, but I did take a minus 4. I had George in goals for 1, Captain Tav 32, Smith for 2, Kingsley for 6, and Devlin for 11. In midfield, I had Kelly for 1, Jota for 12, and Itate for 1. And up front, I had Cholak for 2, Sakala for 8, and Kyogo, vice-captain, 3 points.
Cool. So it was a way back, but the results were as follows. We had the early kickoff was Motherwell 2, Rangers 4, game of the week. Livingston 2, Ross County 1, Kilmarnock 1, St Johnstone 1, Dundee United 1, St Mirren 1, Celtic 3, Hibernian 1, and then Aberdeen 3, Hearts 0. So over to you, Tom, for a quick roundup and then the top 10.
So first fixture, we've got Motherwell 2, Rangers 4. Motherwell, it was a goal from Van Veen and McGavy, and it was Johnson that assisted the Van Veen goal. For Rangers, it was Tav, Sakala with a Tav assist, Cantwell and Tillman with a Morelos assist, and also Slattery got a red card at Motherwell. I'll start off with Motherwell first. I think Van Veen has to be back in our minds for consideration, particularly post-split if the finished bottom half. He's been scoring recently. And also Spittle, who we've kind of championed previously on the pod, he was quite quiet in this game, so a bit concerning there as well. Obviously, Barisic wasn't present in the Rangers' back line. I don't know if that has an impact. Donny can give us a bit more information about that. Obviously, Barisic wasn't in the squad. We did mention on the pod last time that that was a strong possibility given the pending birth of his son, so keep listening for more content like that. No Rangers clean sheet, but the always captain Tav mantra rung true again, so those that didn't were obviously punished with his 32 points. Cholak never got any returns this game week. He did miss two big chances. Sakala goal. I went with both up front, and a bit risky, but it did kind of pay off. I'm just kind of wondering who I would get rid of out of Sakala and Cholak going forward. Cholak might be the one to go. We've seen some pictures of Morelos in the gym last week, so he's obviously making a big show of the fact that he's trying to get back into form and break into the starting 11 again. So I wonder who would make way for Morelos if he actually managed to do that. So I'll come to you, Donny, first, and you can shed a bit more light on this one.
Well, casting my mind back, I had a stinking hangover this day, and this was the lunchtime kickoff, and going 1-0 down after 3 minutes did not help whatsoever. So, yeah, typical Rangers performance. Lose the early goal, come back into the game, and what's up, I suppose, was unusual was they lost another goal at 2-2. But, again, it was solid. I mean, you look at our away performances since Beale came in, we've won every single game at pretty much every single away ground. So can't have any complaints there. Captain Tav, absolutely. You can't really deviate from that. No matter how many goals Rangers lose, he's always going to be that attacking threat. In terms of Barisic update, I can't remember when the baby was born, but they did have their boy and everything was good there. He was in the Croatia team. He was on the subs bench. So he'd be ready to play if needed this weekend. Whether they decide to go with him or not, I can't really comment. I've not heard anything so far. But a good all-round performance from Rangers. Losing a couple of goals just seems to be the way at the moment. But I suppose Celtic are the same right now. In terms of your assets, I think Tillman was on the bench this game and he came off and scored. I got points there. And Van Veen, Slattery. It's all going to be the same names. I was impressed by your Sakala, Cholak double up. If I was to flip a coin, I would probably keep Sakala. I think just looking at the fixtures, certainly with the old firm in mind, he plays quite well against Celtic. I don't think Cholak is the ideal striker for that type of game. So I'll have to wait and see. I wasn't really impressed with Miovski, and that was the transfer I made. And was Morelos out for not me for Cholak, and that was a transfer I made and ended up losing points because Morelos got an assist. But a good performance, a relatively easy fixture this weekend. Dundee United should see some good returns from all the usual names there.
Yep, Pierre.
Motherwell, I thought Motherwell did look pretty good. I think there's the team you can still bank on now. You mentioned the bottom six, Tom. I think they're 8 points off it with four games to go, so they would need to win. You've got to admit, you've got to win all the four games and hope the teams above them don't collect points to stop them at the top six. So I think you can safely say they'll probably be in the bottom six if you want to start moving on that way. Rangers again, yep, I'd had the Cantwell move and obviously off of Barisic to Kolak, so it didn't work out that way. But I wouldn't be jumping off Kolak this week because I think this is the kind of fixture they could go nuts in, or Dundee United at home, and the Rangers play the way they played that with a kind of fast attack football. Don't need to look doomed. I think Cork will still start. It'd be interesting to see, as Don mentioned, about getting to the Celtic Rangers game, because obviously Morelos is more a handful. But is there anything foot out the door, and can he be trusted in these games where he makes the stick with Colak or try something different? So it's something to keep an eye on going forward. I think he's been linked heavily with, is it Galatasaray this week, Donny? Pre-contract.
Changes every week, but yeah.
I don't think he's saying a new contract with that. I think he's gone. So
I
think if you're Beal, he's going to be going on, players are going to be staying here. I think that's the reason. But it's one to watch. He has been quite impressive off the bench, mind you, so he has returned. So we get the early team, so it's one to watch. And they're quite leaky at the back, the same as Celtic, so I probably wouldn't move back to double up. I think I'll just stay off Barisic and stick to Tav, and there's plenty of assets left. Tillman's back in the team. Campbell scored his first goal, and there's players there who can return, and it only takes one goal to stop a defensive return. So that's the way I would look at it.
Up next, we've got Aberdeen 3, Hearts 0. Duke got a brace. One of the goals was assisted by Pollock, who also scored himself, with an assist from Clarkson, who we've mentioned in the past. It's kind of ticking along quite nicely. This fixture was battle of the third and fourth place in the league. Hearts are on 45 points, Aberdeen with 41. I'm not too sure what's happened here, though. It's a bit too soon for Hearts to be on the beach at this stage of the season. And it's also kind of mad to think that Aberdeen are fourth, given how poor a form they had under Goodwin, but there you go. Duke cemented his place as the striker choice at Aberdeen, I think. In this game, he had 4 shots on target, whereas Miowski didn't have any shots at all. So Duke's the man for the goals there. Another assist for Clarkson, as we mentioned, ticking along quite nicely. And Pollock, he did get a goal. He also hit the woodwork as well. He might be an option. Obviously, last week we talked about going for punts. If you're trying to make some ground in your mini-leagues, now's the time to try and do it, before things do start to get a bit template. Aberdeen do face St Johnstone, Kilmarnock and Ross County next. So even if he's not getting attacking returns, there is the potential for clean sheets there as well. Hearts had no shots on target in this game. We kind of thought on the last pod that Shankland would be out injured, but he did start. Or maybe he's still hindered by that injury because he didn't really do too much. Me and Peter got a bit jammy with the Kingsley clean sheet. He did play 60-plus minutes and no goals were conceded in that time. So I kind of forgot about it and then noticed at the end, but it was quite pleasing to see. And given his impact into the game, hopefully he's going to start games going forward as well. So something to keep an eye on there. Peter, I'll come to you first this time.
Aberdeen, he looked pretty good under Robson again. I believe it's going to drop out of the day tomorrow. He's going to get the job to the end of the season anyway, so I'd expect Aberdeen to be worth a player or two at the end of the season. Just the usual names you mentioned there, Tom. Is it the boy McDonald at the back? I think he's pretty cheap. Cheap way into the defence. You want to go in there. Clarkson's ticking over nicely, but I think Duke's a standout up front. I think he's looking every bit of class. I don't be playing Scotland next year unless he signs to one of the big two. I think he'll be off skis somewhere. He's a pretty good. He's looking. He's every week I see him, he looks better and better. He's a potential move for me soon, maybe just to have him sitting on the bench as a third striker for the bench trick. With Hearts, I've still got Clark and Kingsley, as we used quite jammily there, but I've really no interest going forward. I think they're going to just kind of scrape to third. And there'll probably be a lot of Hearts fans demanding Nielsen gets replaced in the summer for something different because his style of football is quite poor. No wild card left, so if that was aimed, I wouldn't be rushing to get Hearts players in. Kingsley's probably the only one I went for because it was so cheap and he was on free kicks. And like you say, Tom, Donny's good feathers, I suppose, because he came on and he kept the kind of clean sheet for the last 60 minutes. So I imagine he'd be starting going forward. And that's really a lot for that game.
Yep. Donny, anything to add there?
No, I thought this was probably the most surprising result of the game week, in so much that Aberdeen just steamrolled Hearts 3-0 after half an hour. The game was done, and we've talked so much about how Hearts have been comfortably the third best team. I don't think you can say that anymore. I think Hibs are hot on their tail, and Aberdeen are on this decent run, playing with confidence. So it's certainly all to play for. I'll give the Miowski owners some ray of hope because I'm in that camp at the moment. He did score for North Macedonia, quite a well-taken goal as well. So hopefully that spurs him on because I can't really afford to get rid of him. I've got bigger holes in my team, so don't be put off if you've still got him. He's on penalties and he is always a threat, but definitely Duke is the man in form at the moment. So yeah, all the names that you mentioned wouldn't go amiss there. I think Aberdeen defensively could be a good shout over the next few game weeks, and that's possibly one of the changes I'll be looking at. I felt cheated with the Kingsley substitution, but it's the rules.
That's the rules.
I think if I'd gone the other way, I would have quite happily taken, but to be 3-0 down and get a clean sheet, I'm not really sure, but that's just the way it goes. I think I've only got Cochrane in my team for Hearts. He's the type of player that I'll just use as bench trick fodder because they're so hot and cold. They've got Hibs in a couple of weeks. I'm not sure. They do need a good turnaround. They probably do need a change of management and just a freshen up because they've got a good squad there. They've maybe just gone a bit stale and took things too easy. But Aberdeen hot property right now and good fixtures. So, yeah, we'll just have to keep an eye on that one.
Yeah. Next fixture, we have Celtic 3, Hibs 1. For Celtic, it was a Yota penalty. O scored with an assist from Turnbull and Haksabanovic also scored with an assist from Turnbull. For Hibs, it was Josh Campbell that scored the penalty. Hibs actually opened the scoring. There was a handball in the box. And Josh Campbell's on penalties and also very, very cheap. So could be an option going forward there. Ellie Ewan got the red card. So not too good for his owners. It did take to the second half for Celtic to score. Moyes out injured. Juranovic is gone, so it seems that Yacht is on penalties, so just another reason to have him, really. Him and Kyogo seem to be definitely the essential two. The other two goals were scored by two subs, Owen Haksabanovic, and Turnbull also is a sub, but he does contribute quite a bit towards the end of games, but given that they're not guaranteed starts, I think it's a bit risky going with it with any of those three. Kyogo, a little bit off the boil, missed two big chances, but again he's too dangerous not to own. Celtic did struggle in this game. It did take a while to break Hibs down, but we do have an international break, so hopefully it's a chance for players to get a rest and come back fighting fit. It was kind of like similar to the St Mirren game where they struggled to break down St Mirren as well. I'm not too sure about Hibs now. I think the purple patch has been and gone, and I think they're going to struggle without Ewan. But one to keep an eye on there. I've got Egan Riley, so I think I'll perhaps be looking at getting rid of him. Donny, I'll come to you first this time.
So Celtic going 1-0 down early on. I've got Celtic defence. That was a bit upsetting, but luckily for me, it was Carter Vickers and he won the penalty, so I at least got some returns there. I think we could all agree it was never a red card for Ewan. If anything, he's been fouled, but that's just the way it goes. You know, big teams get the big shouts, I guess. But yeah, it's the second game in a row that Celtic have gone behind and left it late to get a result. But that's what, you know, teams at the top of the league do. They just grind it out and keep pushing forward. Outside of the names that we've already mentioned, you know, Jota, Kyogo, maybe a Celtic defender, I probably wouldn't look elsewhere. You know, you're going to go with the likes of O or Turnbull, Haksabanovic, you're going to have to be prepared to watch these guys come off the bench and maybe not get any returns at all. I don't have any Hibs. Would I be prepared to look at them? Maybe. I think they do offer value. Maybe not as down on them as you, Tom. But again, they've got Hearts in a couple of weeks. That can always be a risky fixture. And Nisbet must be in and around the squad. Is he nuts? That's always an option up front. But yeah, a good win and a grind out performance from Celtic, keeping that 9-point gap.
Yep. Peter, anything to add there?
Donny says regretted teeth. I agree with Donny. I think it's not a penalty. That was one of these crazy VR decisions where if you didn't tell me watching the game, I'd have been, well, there's Carter Vickers fouled him there. And then to see him get a yellow card set off. And yeah, after the referee checks it, I don't get the VR sometimes. It's weird. I'm more up on Hibs, like Donny as well. Hibs came a game plan, although it was the dark arts and wasting time, but they have improved over the last couple of months, I think. I think they're going to push Hearts for position. I've got Ewan, so he'll be the bench trick this week unless they decide to move him. And Fish at the back is also another bench trick player in case he comes on. He's really cheap. The Celtic, you didn't mention Hatate also pulled up Tomlins off, so there's another player to be missing. There's been no news on him yet, so I don't know. I would keep your eyes on the pressers this week because I'm sure Angel got asked on it before the game. And if he's not playing, obviously there's a move to somewhere else for another Celtic player. It was one of the games that was really, really poor to watch. I rushed back to the car to get in time to watch this game, and I wish I hadn't. It was a bit of poking my eyes out. It was just a tail game of football. Got there in the end, but I suppose this is a game, as Tony mentioned. If you're going to be title challenging, you're going to win leagues, you're going to have these games, you're just going to kind of just grind through it and go to the next week. Three points up the road, kind of thing, and that's it. But apart from that, usual names. Celtic defence doesn't really offer me great value. They keep on losing the odd goal. And who've we got this week? In the tail of the top of their head.
Ross County away.
I mean, so I still haven't surprised me if they won there 3-1. That'd be one of the games, again, where they lost a goal. So I might stick to try and test it. Jota, Furuhashi, Moy seemed to be the player I do kind of agreed was the third best, but then he's injured and all. I don't know if he gets sent home to Australia, didn't he? He stayed at home. So again, keep eyeing the pressers if you still want to go with third Celtic asset. But give yourself a wiggle room to move if the ones you want come back. That's it.
Yeah. Not a lot to report with other three fixtures, but we'll work through them. Dundee United 1, St Mirren 1. For Dundee United, it was Stephen Fletcher. For St Mirren, it was O'Hara, who's on penalties, and he scored the penalty there. It was O'Hara, he was the only player to get more than a single shot on target with two, and it was Curtis Main that won the penalty. Quiet game for Strain. We've been big fans of Strain on the podcast, given his potential returns at both ends of the pitch. For myself, I was a bit annoyed that Dundee United conceded as a Liam Smith owner, but there we go. I don't think I'd be rushing towards any more United assets. Fletcher probably seems to be the only outlet for goals, and they seem to be few and far between just now, so not too keen there. For St Mirren, they have conceded the last three games, and they're not really showing a lot going forward. Seem to be relying on penalties, things like that. So I've kind of went cold a little bit on St Mirren. I did get rid of Strain on the wild card, and I'm not really rushing to get him back. They've got Livingston next, and then Hearts, and they also face Rangers as well in the next four before the split. So yeah, went a bit cold on St Mirren. Donny, how are you feeling on the St Mirren guys?
Well, I've got O'Hara. I just kept him in my squad from the previous big double game week, so he's ticked over. He got 9 points there, and I've got Strain as well. I'm happy to keep them and eventually move out on them. I mean, Dundee United, we've probably said for weeks now, they play Rangers this weekend, so fingers crossed they don't get anything there, but they're just very, very poor. I can't see them getting out of that bottom spot. They're a good number of points behind. So I think if St Mirren can beat Livingston, they'll leapfrog them at the sixth. You're kind of hedging your bets with them finishing the bottom six. They'll probably be better value if they do finish bottom six. If they finish top six, then it's going to be a team to target. But there's not much in either team. If you've got your cement assets, unless you've got plenty of transfers, just hold on to them. They're the kind of team that will come good every two or three game weeks. So, you know, maybe due a result soon.
Peter, anything to add there?
Yeah, I kind of pretty much agree with what Donny said there. The Livingston and St Mirren, as they say, they're playing each other, they're 6th, 6th, or 7th. So, whether a team out of them finished 7th in the bottom, then that's a team you probably want to have, because they're going to be a lot of better teams around about them. And whether a team finishes top of them, the teams probably target fixtures because they're going to be poorer than the teams above them. So, it's just a week to week basis. Which I've got Strain, happy to use a best trick, hold him, maybe playing the fixture looks good. Got to Livingston players, but Kelly seems to be the midfield. Kelly seems to be having minimal game time, so I think that's probably a transfer out this week, or if not, benched in next week. But yeah, if you've got them, just use the best. I wouldn't be rushing out. I'm sure people get fires here and there, but just watch game time. Like, Kelly at the back for Livingston's not getting as much team time either, so you just need to keep an eye on what players are playing, players are not playing, and get them out. And we sit in I don't really fancy anybody apart from Strangers because Strain offers so much attacking threat. But if they do keep a clean sheet, and then he can also get assist and you're in double figures, so that's the reason I keep him in my team. That's it.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at OseaMalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.
Yep. Next one, Kilmarnock 1, St Johnstone 1. For Kilmarnock, it was Joe Wright with an assist from Jordan Jones. And for St Johnstone, it was Dre Wright that scored. Joe Wright, another defender at Kilmarnock scoring. Last week it was Dorset. So it might be Mayo next game week, so keep an eye on that. Both teams, they don't really have any consistent returners here. For Kilmarnock, there's no Ash Taylor. Danny Armstrong hasn't returned there. They're not really getting any clean sheets, so I think both a hard avoid for me. Peter, can I tempt you any Kilmarnock or St Johnstone?
No, I'd avoid both teams. It's just one of ones. You just wait. I mentioned the last podcast. I'm not interested. I wait to the bottom six. See the split turns fixtures. Then get three home rather than two away, and if they're in danger, and maybe take a punt in one to see if they get themselves out. Otherwise than that, I think there's better assets elsewhere to go for. I would have been interested in bringing them in.
No. Donny, anything to add there?
No, nothing whatsoever. Both teams, hard avoid. Move on.
Next fixture then, and the final one, we have Livingston 2, Ross County 1. For Livingston, it was Newbley that scored with an assist from Penrice, and Devlin scored the second goal with an assist from Pittman. For Ross County, it was Simon Murray, the substitute, that scored. Devlin, his haul was well deserved. He had four shots on target in this game, and it was a shame they never had a clean sheet. They do have a very nice run up until the split. They've got St Mirren, Motherwell, St Johnstone and Dundee United. So plenty of opportunities for clean sheets there, and Devlin won't be going anywhere from my team. I'll probably stick with George in goals as well, given the nice run. The Bradley punt from last week never worked out, but you know, never mind. Other than Devlin, I'd probably say there's not really any consistent returners. I think any other sort of Livingston assets are probably a bit of a gamble. And I think Ross County are, much like St Johnstone and Kilmarnock, they're a hard avoid just now. Donny, anything to add there?
Yeah, there's probably a lot of teams. I've still got the Kelly double up, defence and midfield. If you do, you want to try and get out of that. I think Sean Kelly's injured, and I'm not sure about Stephen Kelly, but I've got Sean Kelly in my team. That's the first move that I want to make this weekend. Devlin is a good shout. He's always been an attacking threat in the game. And, you know, they will get a clean sheet, I imagine, out of one of those remaining fixtures. I just prefer Aberdeen defensively and the style that they're playing for that move. But they've still got value. Ross County, again, they can put together a run and then put together a bad run. They were going well. Now they're not. They're in a relegation dogfight. There's nothing there that I fancy. So it's an avoid.
Yep, Peter, anything to add to that?
Avoid Ross County. Livingston, there was your win after three or four game weeks. They come back and get one. So if you held the assets, kept them on the bench, you've done well. Again, Donny said they'll probably have another one of them in them before the end of the season. Nothing really excites me either way. Devlin, because he's captain. Devlin's a captain, isn't he?
Yeah.
And he plays fullback, so. But I know Brenner, he's going to play most weeks. Any other one you're kind of taking a punt with? Nubly, okay, he's scored, but there's, we mentioned other strikers he can play this week are much better value. Van Veen, Colak, Duke, Kyogo. I mean, you're going to have players there. Who do you leave out? You don't, so no grand jest apart from maybe one or two Livingston players.
Yep. We'll just round off then with the top 10. Coming in at first was Matty Pollock, the Aberdeen defender, with 17 points. Tav got 16 points. Duke also got 16. Joe Wright, Kilmarnock got 12. The defender, as we mentioned. Yorta got 12. Turnbull, 11. Devlin, 11. Nubly, 10. Fletcher got 10 points. And O'Hara, 9 points, which gives us no goalkeepers. Which is pretty consistent this season. Four defenders, three mids, and three forwards. Any standouts there, Peter? Anything obvious?
Nah, usual names. Devlin's the one that kind of return, but nah, nothing pretty much usual. The ones that stand out, Tav, whatever. That's not much to add. Get to that stage of the season now. Get to that stage of the season.
Donnie?
No, same as Peter. A lot of the usual names. I mean, if you've got Duke and Devlin, if you've got a couple of combos of these guys, then you're going to do well. I think I got three, but Jota and Tab, everyone else has got, so it's hard to change rank if that's the case. So it's really going to have to be a scoring defender every couple of game weeks that might help. So, no, that was good.
Okay. Over to you, Donnie, for Donnie's dive. It's been a while.
Yes. So I had this player penned in for the previous game week, but there's so many games to talk about, I just rolled it over. So the differential, just to remind people what this one's all about, is to identify a player that is currently low on ownership, possibly in form and potentially being overlooked. It is only a recommendation. I've got a bad record over the course of the season, a couple of times. They've stunk the place up. So this week's one is 1.2% owned. That makes them the 196th top owned player. And looking at the names around them, I didn't recognise anyone. So it's all your bench fodder players. So there is a potential bargain with this player. This might be the biggest clue, but he's played 7 games this season. At an average of 74.1 minutes, and he has 39 points at an average of 5.6 points per game. That's not as easy to say as it looks. He's returned 1 goal, 1 assist, and 8 bonus points, and his current price is 5.9 million. So, any guesses, Peter?
5.9. 7 games, you said?
7 games, yeah.
So, for that price, I think he's a striker.
Okay.
You can look at me away, you're a good poker face. 5.9. No idea.
Okay, no problem. Tom, any clues there that you were able to recognise?
Hak Sabanovic, maybe? Maybe a premium mid rather than a striker?
Hell no. Not looking at Celtic players come away. So, on that note, it is a Rangers player. Does that help any?
Sakala.
Not Sakala.
Nah, he's played more games.
Can't, well...
Just the way I say, Peter's actually got him in his team.
Did he say, so. I can't know what on place?
So the differential this week is Todd Cantwell. So it was a January signing from Norwich, which is why he's only played the 7 games. And for me, he's starting to find his feet now in Scottish football. He was controversially left out of the League Cup final, which I think was a mistake, but he is starting to come on to a game. As a Beale signing, I think you can see him play every game now between... now in the end of the season, so his minutes, you should be fine. I guess the only downside is that he's competing with the Tillman owners. So when I wrote this a couple of weeks ago, Tillman was, still out injured, and I thought it was a good one. Tillman will be fighting fit. I mean, he came off the bench and scored. So it is a direct comparison. If you don't have Tillman, then you might want to get this guy in. But if you've got Tillman, maybe you don't want to make that switch. But from a differential, if you are looking to move ranks either in the big league or your own mini leagues, then this is definitely one I think you can rely on. His numbers are limited, but at 5.6 points per game in that short 7 games, there is decent returns there. and he did score his first game week. He did score his first goal last game week. So, again, his confidence will be high. A lot of wild cards got played over the last few game weeks. I think a lot of teams will look the same. So if you are wanting to change it up, then I think Cantwell could offer you value. So just to repeat, the differential this week is Todd Cantwell, 5.9 million Rangers midfielder. So we'll go to Peter first because he's got him. He recognises a good player. Peter, any comment there?
Thanks for that, Don. That was a secret I had, Cantwell. I like him. He's a good player. I remember him playing FPL days in Norwich as well. I think he did a good combination with Pookie. I think he was two good, let's go back, his two cheap enablers. He had a midfielder and a striker, and they return quite often. He had been off the boil at Norwich, so I think it never come to any risk. But watching Rangers highlights and Rangers a couple of games, actually, because I'm mad obsessed like that, he's actually looked pretty good. And I think, you can tell me, is Tillman maybe not signing a contract or not maybe wanting to come full-time? So I think that might actually probably put more chance of Cantwell being able to sign in more secure minutes. I think that's the way I would look at it, but are you maybe...
Tillman is a loan with an option to buy. I guess it's down to Bayern Munich, who've also now got a new manager. But Tuchel's not really a big fan of playing youth. So I think we could get him. I think it might be about 5 million. You would be able to pick him up. So I guess it's whether he wants to stay or he wants to try and fight
for that place. That's what I meant. It's the rumblings I heard teasing that he thinks he might be somewhere. That's what I was thinking.
But he certainly enjoyed his... Tillman, that is, has certainly enjoyed his spell while he's been here. And Cantwell, similar. You can see he's enjoying his football, having had probably not the best of times at Norwich. Tom, anything to add to that?
No, just... probably a decent option going forward, particularly if Čolak starts to lose his position or fails to continue continues to not score.
Yeah.
Rangers are conceding just now, so I don't know if the defensive double up makes sense just now. And you probably want to have one of the strikers, perhaps even Sakala, is the safest option as it stands just now. He's been getting more consistent returns, so that third Rangers spot, it does make sense.
Don, is there any way they can play together? Is this not feasible the way it's set up?
It depends. Tillman would probably be the player to come out, and I think Sakala is on form. He scored in the international break as well. So you kind of balance it with who's on form, who's playing well. You've got five subs, and then they can all come on and cause trouble there. I think, Cantwell will be staying. Manila certainly won't be staying. And then it's just a juggle up who's left in that team. But Cantwell's certainly a player that is exciting to watch. So fingers crossed he can do some damage over the next few game weeks.
I like him. Again, I'll go back to the whole yellow team news. If you've got Tillman and you're swaying and you see the team news and he's Cantwell starting, then you can easily make a three-step move if you've not other first to put in your team, I suppose.
Yeah.
Right, I'm going to quickly give a plug to the meetup this Saturday. If you're interested, if you're FPL fan or Fantasy Football Scotland fan, contact FPL Veteran. That's at FPL Veteran. It is, I've got that tweet up now, so I can actually read it without remember. It is in Edinburgh, it is on Saturday, it's the 1st of April. It's an early start, but you don't have to be there early. You can go to any game you want. The early kickoff, 3 p.m. and the late kickoffs. There is beer pong, top managers attending, there's 25 ready going, and the bonus is it's free. Me and Tom will be there, so if you want to meet me and Tom and buy us a drink or something, you can do that as well. But if you're interested, meet up. Listen, I don't know MD score either. All I know is Tom. Me and Tom know each other, we don't know MDL, so don't feel afraid if you don't know MD. Everybody likes football, everybody likes fantasy football, that's the reason we're going. So interested, contact FPL Veteran. I give a plug for that. Right, so there is no questions this week because international break people are interested. So we'll go to the fixtures for this coming week. So we have 5 on a Saturday, 1 on a Sunday. So you've got lots of team news. St. Mirren Livingston, St. John's and Aberdeen, Rangers Dundee United, Kilmarnock Hearts, Hibs Motherwell and Ross County Celtic. Early kick-off Sunday. So upon hearing that, Tom, what is your captain, vice-captain and transfer plans?
It'll all kind of hinge on the Rangers team news and also what Ange Postecoglou says in the pressers as well, because I do have Hitati, so I need to kind of work out what I'm going to do with him. If Čolak doesn't start, but it seems unlikely. But if he doesn't start, then I might switch to the Duke. Midfield-wise, I'm not too sure what I'm going to do because I think Maeda is also up for Celtic as well. So Hitati, Maeda and Moy. So that is a bit concerning. I'll probably stick with Captain Tav and Vice-Captain. I might go Sakala.
Donnie, see Chris yourself?
I won't be doing that. So transfers, at the moment, I will take in an Aberdeen defender for Kelly. I think Aberdeen have got good fixtures. Unusual to hear me back in Aberdeen, but there you go. Where we're at. If Čolak doesn't start, I probably will take in Sakala. I've bounced with Morelos to Čolak, but I probably would stick on Sakala if that was the case. So that would be any changes there. Captain Tav, Vice-Captain Kyovu, I don't see any reason to deviate from there. It's a bit template, but sometimes that works. So that would be me.
Right, my only say on that would be if Celtic's missing the midfielders, he might not get the service for Kyovu that you expect. So if Čolak's playing an early kickoff, I'm going to probably just go for the team news and Vice-Captain Čolak, Captain Tav. If he's not playing, then it probably be Kyovu. But I'm just thinking if they're missing Moy and Hitati, mm-hmm. I think it's going to be a bit of a struggle.
Makeshift.
It's good. I'm quite sure they'll go over the line. I don't think it'll be as free-flowing football as you want. And maybe I'm hedging my bets here. I think Čolak's more chance and more returns at Hope than United than Kyogo would be to Furuhashi. That's my way I looked at it. Transfer-wise, again, same as Tom saying, it'll be a case of listening to pressers, see if he's fit for Celtic. And I have got three players now in my team. So I've got Fitzwater, Livingston, suspended. Ewan, suspended. And the Venge trick and Hitati could be the fourth. So I need to get summed out. Do you know what I mean? So it was an Aberdeen defender like yourself, Tommy, had planned. I also could be looking to move Ewan to Duke and just get that one done because he's there that way. I've only got two off the bench. So again, I'll wait for pressers, but that's both my mind. Spittle was my mind at one point, but then he's kind of off the boil. If I don't finish bottom six, I think I'll have it at the end of the season, but that's weeks down the line. Right, so a wee tiny drop of FPL chat coming up because there is a big double game week. So a lot of the talk was people were wildcarding their team weeks ago to bench boost this team, but there's been kind of some injury news and some things have changed. So what is the plans this week? Are you still thinking the same? Tom, are you bench boosting this week?
Yeah, bench boosting this week. I've just put my team up there. I didn't realise Pope was flagged. Mm-hmm. Rashford's obviously flagged as well.
And Haaland.
And I don't have Haaland, but I do have Johnston at Nottingham Forest as one of my strikers. So that was a concern.
He came back and played the last game. I think that was just...
Yeah.
So do you still have... What's your double, many double game week players you got with the bench boost?
14.
Who's one it's not?
I've got Solomon at Fulham, who's at Bournemouth away.
So you're still going to bench boost then? Yep.
Yep. Still going to bench boost. I can take a hit. So.
Donny, what's your plans?
I will probably bench boost. I've only got two players who are not Dublin, and that's Saka and Odegaard. I've got Boatman yellow, Havertz yellow, and Rashford yellow. So I'll have to keep an eye on those ones. But yeah, I was one of those ones who wild carded, held, and then bench boost here. So I've still got three hits towards the end of the season, which I can use. But no, I think I will bench boost, possibly taking a minus if these players are confirmed out injured. But I'll have to wait and see.
Well, I am not bench boosting. I have 10 doubles and Haaland is a single. But with the injury risk news of Haaland, Rashford potentially, and I think Ward may have lost his place to Ederson for Leicester, so that's too much a risk for me. I'm not going to bother because all I had was Odegaard and White anyway. And I'm going to have one free transfer, Lewis, to somebody, and I'll keep my wild cards. My plan is to build towards game week 32 blank, wild card 33, bench boost 34. That's what I'm going to be doing.
And that's a plan
that should secure me. The winner of this podcast does free, and the Murray League gets to be, I'm looking for. That could all backfire on Sunday when you're all scoring 100 plus scores and I've not. But yeah, that was the plan at the start. Okay, that'll be good. Because Tom, you're obviously out on Saturday. We'll see a lot of these games as well. Sitting
in the you'll get to see my tears in real time. So,
right, that is us then. So, international break, I believe that's the last one until end of season, is that right? So it should be a weekly podcast coming. Don't know you're on holiday soon, but so I need you to work
next week.
Yep, and next then I'm week, on holiday, so. But I can still pod on holiday because I've got that in my access. So that is us. I'd like to get plugged in, Donny.
I am at FFS underscore Donny.
Tom.
And I'm at FFS underscore Scout.
Maybe you used to plug your blog, Tom, remember? Season one?
no time for that anyway.
Yeah, no okay. Chance you'll get a wee baba on the go. Right, okay, guys. Thanks for listening. You can follow us. I'm at Fantasy Half, sorry. And again, thanks for listening. See you down the road. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.